98.1 KZE. We are back with a brand new edition of Friends Day, brought to you as always by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Delighted to welcome for the first time to the studio an artist from Catskill, New York. Please welcome Kendra McKinley.
Hi, hi.
Hello.
This is a song called Dirty Laundry. Take me up like dirty laundry with my guilt-stained knees and wrinkle worries, pour some bleach into my quarries. Soak me in that soapy water, break down all my brick and mortar, fold me up at the corners. I'm not gonna part with you like you're some modern sweater, 'cause of a change in the weather. Mending makes a hole, hole again. Why do I keep on pulling and pulling and unraveling? Soak me in that soapy water, pour some dryer sheets into my gutter, lose the stain but not the color. I'm not gonna part with you like you're some autumn sweater, 'cause of a change in the weather. Ba-ya-ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-bum.
KZE. Kendra McKinley is my guest on Friends Day today for the first time in the studio. Welcome, Kendra.
Hey, thanks for having me, MK.
That sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
I was catching a little bit of like a Mayer Hawthorne, like neo soul energy from it. And of course, this is the acoustic version.
This is the acoustic version.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There is a full recorded version and a music video. And you know, you cited neo soul. I'm actually unfamiliar with the artist you mentioned, but many of the other artists in that genre, like D'Angelo and Erykah Badu, are all some of my biggest heroes.
Excellent influences to have.
I mean, they just keep on teaching me how to be a person on the planet, I think.
Yeah, we all need somebody to do that. Tell me a little bit, if you would, since it's your first time here, about just the story of you and music.
My origin story?
Please.
Well, yeah, so I grew up in Santa Cruz, California. I was always singing, but it wasn't until college that I decided to pursue music, studying it in school, becoming a guitar major, and that was the time that I started writing songs. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward to 2022, packed up my car with my partner and drove across the country from California to the Hudson Valley to live here and pursue music here by being close to New York City but still living in a green place. It was a total gamble, but definitely worth it.
Yeah, good choice.
I mean, so far so good. Yeah.
That's a big leap of faith to go all the way across the country to a place that did you have like friends here?
Nope, or just nothing. I mean, it was like truly a gamble. I think it was like the perfect fusion of pandemic malaise, living through wildfires in California, having been ready to leave the Bay Area where I was living and just just kind of feeling like, I don't know, I guess we should just go move there.
Yeah.
And Catskill ended up being the place.
I'm sorry to like focus on this one detail, but I'm so curious how you chose Catskill.
I feel like Catskill chose us.
Okay.
Because all the people that I've met there, no one went there on purpose, really. Mm-hmm. They like intended to come up to the Hudson Valley, or some circumstance brought them up there. But I was really looking for like Kingston or Woodstock. And then Catskill was just where the housing opportunity was.
Very
and
valid.
Learned of this weird, quirky, wonderful place that is now home.
I mean, it's a wonderful community, and it's got such awesome music and venues now. And yeah, I mean, I don't mean to say now as though it didn't before. It's always been a really cool community.
It's true. But yeah, I mean, now there's the Avalon Lounge.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, New York. I used to work there. Laura and Liam are basically fam at this point. And I think it's really epic that there's a place like that in a small town, because, you know, it's just like on a Monday, Tuesday, completely sleepy. The doors are closed, the windows, blinds are drawn. But then come Saturday night, there's like a discotheque.
Yeah.
With a Korean food kitchen.
Fantastic food, I was going
to
say.
Fantastic like, food. Shout out to Annie,
really
the woman
good
that
food
runs
there.
The kitchen.
And generous portions and reasonably priced.
Heroic portions. Heroic portions, and a portion of the bill goes towards the mutual aid program. I mean, it's just, it
That's
checks
so
all
cool.
these boxes.
Yeah.
It's great.
But we're here to talk about you.
You know, well, I'm of a community, so I feel like, you know.
It's... Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Catskill's wonderful. Seems like a perfect fit for you. I'm glad that you landed there.
Cheers.
And it's been, 2022, about 3 years. And
yeah, 3 years.
How are you finding the Hudson Valley music scene?
I mean, I think it's awesome. I feel like the longer that I'm here, the more I learn about these, you know, heavy hitters that are just like hidden in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
That just moved up from New York City to turn a barn into a recording studio. It just seems like there's innumerable people like that. And I really
Very
like
true.
That combination of like heavy hitting musicians and artists that kind of have like an introspective bent. Like they really want to be in their cozy home making their art. And then when there's a gathering, it's in like some quirky town where you see the entire town.
Yep.
I don't know. It's just like, it feels very charming to me. It feels like simultaneously sustainable for the nervous system and also stimulating for the
yeah.
mind and creativity.
Well said.
Thank you.
Kendra McKinley is my guest today on Friends Day. Would you grace us with another song?
Sure. This next song is called Face to Face. I am face to face with my childishness, wearing selfishness as a harness. I wanna show you flowers and fill my hours with progress. I wanna be a queen and refer to me as your highness. I'm as greedy. My feelings to make a living, and I've been tethered to self and to attention, searching for tenderness inside my apprehension. I am face to face with the longing to belong to a place. Taste is familiar in an unfamiliar way. I'm chasing a current for reassurance, and I've got so much farther to go. Every second I grow older, and my bits just get to chasing a current for reassurance, and I've got so much further to go.
KZE, Kendra McKinley in the studio with me. I can only imagine what these songs sound like with a full band.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Will you tell me a little bit about your live show? Because you have a very exciting live show coming up.
I do. Yes. I'm playing in Kingston tomorrow, March 27th. So the thing about my live show is it's always fluctuating. Mm-hmm. At its core, I'm usually playing an electric guitar and singing through a looping station.
Oh, cool.
And creating different harmonic textures live as I'm playing. That's like the nucleus. Then, depending on what the gig is, where it is, blah, 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 blah,
who's available?
Who's available? What kind of money? Yep. If there's money, because, mm-hmm. You know, musicians do a lot of things for free.
We're trying not to
anymore. We're trying. I know. Maybe we'll up our standards. But leveling up, got my partner Dan Schwartz playing drums. Level up beyond that, got a bass player, David Lismy. And then best case scenario, if it's a big show, I've got two additional vocalists to sing more elaborate harmonic arrangements. And then some other melody instrument, like either a saxophone. My friend Nora Stanley, who's based in Brooklyn, plays on a lot of my recordings and plays live. Sometimes there's keys.
Nice.
So yeah, just kind of like an elastic band.
Yeah, but the songs can, you know, they can be presented as simply as this and still sound amazing and, yeah. You know, still come across. Or, yeah, I mean, it's nice to be that flexible and that versatile as an artist.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like with this last song that I played, Face to Face, when I wrote it and recorded it, I played all the instruments on the recording. So, you know, like all the background vocals, the bass line, that all became like a part of the song's identity. But I loved the kind of challenge of like, does this song have legs with all of the bells and whistles removed? And then what happens to the song when it does have bells and whistles?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, that's kind of best case scenario, right? But for me personally, I need to be able to do both.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the mark of a really good song.
Cheers. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have albums out that we can find and buy?
Yes. So my last full album is called Where Does a Body Begin? That's available on all of the streaming platforms. I also pressed it on vinyl. Had a whole dramatic experience pressing it to vinyl. If you follow me on Instagram at Kendra McKinley, you can get more information about that saga.
Love some drama. A saga.
It was really absurd. And then I've been releasing a bunch of singles from a kind of hypothetical EP that I've been referring to as Music for Smoking Weed with Your Bra Off.
Cool.
And those are all songs that I wrote and produced using the recording software Ableton Live. So it's like more beat centric. Definitely a lot of Erykah Badu, Jay Dilla influences, samples.
And self-recorded, self-produced?
Self-recorded, self-produced. And then as we go further back in time, there's more albums, there's more vibes. You can hear my kind of like folk acoustic origin in my first album, Chestnut Street. You can hear me kind of trying to find myself in a psychedelic chamber pop expression in an album called Treat. And then things have been kind of like in a jazzier, more sensual neo-soul flavor at this point.
Is this all perhaps on Bandcamp?
It is.
Excellent.
It's all on Bandcamp. I mean, Bandcamp's great. We love Bandcamp.
I like to point people towards Bandcamp because you can pay money on Bandcamp.
You can. You don't need Spotify.
Yeah, don't.
And Spotify doesn't need you.
Nope. Yeah. Well, again, well said.
Thank you.
A lot of quotables from Kendra McKinley today.
Do what I can.
So tomorrow night in Kingston, opening up for Kimbra, which is very cool.
I'm so stoked. It's really an honor. I mean, when I was in college a million years ago, I remember my housemate showing me this cool live video of this new artist called Kimbra. And she was so embodied as a performer, just like really immersed in the music, passionate, clearly enthusiastic about music. And it just is really an honor to get to share a bill with someone like that.
Yeah. And your names go well together.
I know. Maybe we'll get confused for each other. That's kind of That would be like a happy accident, I think.
Well, at the very least, you have to like take a picture backstage.
I know. Well, you know, I have lots of dreams of potential collaboration, so we'll see what happens.
Could be the start. Yeah. This is tomorrow night in Kingston, and I assume we can go to your socials and or website for details.
Yes. Yeah. If you go to KendraMcKinley.com or follow me on Instagram, this is like the only thing I've been talking about for a long time. So you'll get more information about this show in Kingston.
Beautiful. Kendra McKinley, would you like to play us one more?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to play this song called Overcome It, and I want to dedicate it to someone in my life who is very dear to me, who was basically just dumped in a terrible way. And one time I wrote a song after I was dumped in an unfortunate way too, and the song is called Overcome It. I'll overcome it, come it, come it, come it. I'll overcome it, come it, come it, come it. I'll overcome it, come it, come it, come it. I'll overcome it, oh. Couldn't get up this morning, I just did hide and a sigh and defy and be a child about it. My soldier became a stranger. I don't recognize the girl, wonder why he was a child about it. I'm hurt, I need some time. I'm trying to dissolve out of it. I'll overcome it. Oh, couldn't get up this morning. I stayed inside, I got high and denied the very size of it. Shaking inside my shelter, the day is too bright. I need night, I need to shy away from it. I'm hurt, I need some time. I'm trying to dissolve out of it. I'll overcome it, come it, come it, come it. I'll overcome it, come it, come it, come it. I'll overcome it, come it, come it, come it. I'll overcome it, oh.
KZE. My guest today on Friends Day has been Kendra McKinley. You can catch her tomorrow in Kingston and follow her socials and website for details. Kendra, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Oh, thanks for having me, MK.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time. I'll be back.
We got your community bulletin board and Angelique Kidjo up next on 98.1 KZE.